SBS sedang melakukan peninjauan kembali terhadap layanan radionya untuk menjamin semuanya itu sesuai dengan kebutuhan masyarakat Australia kontemporer. Nah, untuk mendapatkan informasi lebih lanjut atau untuk memberikan umpan balik, kunjungi situs sbs.com.au/consultation selambat-lambatnya tanggal 11 Desember 2016.
Selanjutnya, kita akan menyimak bersama laporan yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo tentang bagaimana mendapatkan surat izin mengemudi bagi mereka, terutamanya yang baru tiba atau baru saja datang ke Australia itu.
Pendengar sekalian, dapat mengendarai mobil sendiri sangat penting bagi warga migran baru yang datang ke Australia. Namun persyaratan untuk mendapatkan SIM Australia berbeda-beda di setiap negara bagian dan wilayah. Persyaratan untuk mendapatkan SIM tergantung di negara bagian mana dan visa status Anda. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Jika Anda adalah pelancong atau memegang visa sementara, hampir di semua daerah di Australia kecuali di Northern Territory, Anda diperbolehkan mengendarai mobil dengan SIM yang Anda miliki dari negara Anda. Dan jika SIM itu menggunakan bahasa bukan bahasa Inggris, maka Anda harus membuat terjemahan resmi atau menggunakan International Driving Permit. Terjemahan resmi berarti terjemahan untuk disertifikasi oleh kedutaan atau konsulat atau oleh penerjemah berotorisasi. Para penerjemah itu harus memiliki akreditasi dari National Accreditation Authority for Translators and Interpreters atau NATI. Seorang penerjemah berakreditasi, Simon West, mengatakan mendapatkan terjemahan itu sangat mudah.
It's quite a straightforward procedure. A simple translation by a NATI qualified translator of the original driver's license into English, as long as it's accompanied by the NATI stamp, is generally sufficient.
Namun, Executive Director of Registration and Licensing dari Vic Roads, David Shelton, mengatakan para pengemudi dari luar negeri dianjurkan untuk memastikan apakah mereka perlu mengganti SIM mereka dengan SIM Australia.
For people who wish to convert a foreign license into an Australian license, the first question really to ask is, do I need to? And so I would suggest that if you are a temporary visa holder in Australia, you in fact can drive on your overseas license, provided your visa is valid and provided that your overseas license is either in English or you have an English translation with you. So you may not need to convert to an Australian license in some instances.
Ia menambahkan bahwa International Driving Permit atau IDP merupakan terjemahan SIM luar negeri Anda.
An international license is essentially a translation of a driver license. So you still need to have a full driver's license in order to get an international driving permit. The permit's quite useful because it is a translation of the license that you might hold in a language other than English. So it's important to have that translation, particularly if you're driving here whilst you're on a temporary visa.
Jika Anda adalah pemegang visa permanen, maka Anda harus mengganti SIM luar negeri Anda dalam waktu 3 atau 6 bulan dari hari kedatangan Anda. Proses untuk mengganti SIM Anda berbeda-beda menurut negara bagian atau wilayah tempat tinggal Anda. Orang-orang dari negara tertentu dapat mengganti SIM mereka dengan SIM Australia tanpa harus melalui tes apapun. David Shelton dari Vic Roads menjelaskan hal ini.
There's a small number of recognized countries. These are countries for which you do not need to sit a test to convert to a Victorian license. Countries that are recognized include Singapore, Japan, Spain, Malta, Sweden, obviously the UK, Canada, and many European countries.
Ia menambahkan bahwa orang-orang yang berasal dari negara lain harus mengikuti tes pengetahuan umum, tes mata, persepsi, dan praktek mengemudi.
However, many new migrants to Australia, such as people from India, Sudan, China, Pakistan, these people do not come from recognized countries and they will need to go through a full set of tests in order to convert to a Victorian license.
Pengajar mengemudi dari Victoria, Attilio Kermak, menjelaskan apa yang akan diuji dalam tes mengemudi itu.
They go through what they call a pre-drive check. They're checking for the applicants to know and understand how to use the controls and making sure that the vehicle's roadworthy. So that's the very first thing you do before you even start driving. Then there's two parts to the driving test. The test in total goes for about 30 minutes, but the first 10 minutes is when they will ask them to perform a three-point turn or reverse parallel park. And if they pass that assessment, they then do a 20-minute drive. And a 20-minute drive takes in more major roads, takes in lane changes. And at the end of that 30 minutes is up and you're back at the testing station and pass all that, you got a license.
Kondisi mengemudi di Australia dapat menjadi tantangan untuk para pendatang baru. Attilio Kermack membuat daftar yang perlu diperhatikan oleh para pengemudi baru tersebut.
Trams are a big issue. Understanding how to interact with pedestrians, because pedestrians basically have more right of way than what motor vehicles do. And in some countries that's not the case. So they find themselves placed in an awkward situation trying to understand those. Out of the city but on the highways, I find that a lot of people that come from overseas are just not used to long drives. They don't drive the sort of distances we drive. They don't drive on the sort of roads that we drive on. We have a lot of exposed edges and things like that, so we know of people running off the road because they lose control when they hit the rough edges.
Jika bahasa Inggris bukan bahasa utama Anda, maka membaca rambu-rambu lalu lintas dan mengerti direksi merupakan tantangan tambahan bagi Anda.
I think for an applicant that comes from overseas, the most difficult thing is not even the test. It's our road laws can confuse a lot of people. Obviously, non-English speaking people, it's difficult for them to interpret a lot of the laws. And when they're receiving directions where they have to go, sometimes they get quite confused. I think the biggest problem is the fact that a lot of people come from roads where they traditionally drive on the right-hand side. And of course, in Australia, we drive on the left. And that does throw them out quite a lot.
Saat ini, negara bagian dan wilayah memiliki peraturan mereka masing-masing dan juga persyaratan yang berbeda dalam mengatur jalanan dan SIM. Saat ini tersedia informasi yang sudah diterjemahkan dalam beberapa bahasa. Untuk mendapatkan keterangan lebih lanjut, silakan menyimak di situs masing-masing negara bagian dan wilayah di tempat tinggal Anda.
Itulah tadi laporan yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki tentang bagaimana mendapatkan SIM bagi pendatang baru di Australia.